Everyone is searching for answers. Everyone is searching for answers. Who am I? Why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? What is going to happen to me? Do I have a special destiny? These and many more questions haunt our thoughts, and many of the answers can be found in the secret behind the day of your birth. Your birthday identifies you as one of the 52 cards in the deck, which in turn reveals many things about you and your life. Stay tuned today as we explore your destiny with me, Robert Lee Kemp. This might be your date with destiny.
Good evening, everybody. This is Robert Lee Kemp coming to you live from sunny California. We've had some really hot weather today. Got to 96 degrees. Hope everybody's having a beautiful day wherever you are tonight. We have a special topic tonight. We're going to talk about karma. Karma is something that is, I would say, mostly misunderstood by most people. But we'll explain that in great detail this evening and talk about it and how it affects us and how our birthday reflects karma that we have in this lifetime. Today is the 7th of May, and today is one of the first Queen of Diamonds birthdays. If you're born today, you are a person that really likes money. You really associate money with your own sense of self-worth, as most Queen of Diamonds do. A lot of Queen of Diamonds do attain quite a bit of money. Hugh Hefner is a Queen of Diamonds. Tom Cruise is a Queen of Diamonds. Tracy Lords, who's an ex-porn star, is a Queen of Diamonds. There's actually just tons of Queen of Diamonds. Dennis Quaid, Eric Harris, just a lot of people. It's a very common card. What you'll find among Queen of Diamonds people is that they have a lot of pride, and their pride is reflected in their value. And so we're called, I'm a Queen of Diamonds also, so we're called the Mother of Value. So what we bring to people is we want to, on the highest level, a Queen of Diamonds will try to bring to people a sense of higher value. That would be the highest expression of Queen of Diamonds. Queen of Diamonds are mothers because they're queens, so there's always a motherly aspect to all Queen of Diamonds. But not all of them make the greatest mothers, but they do have motherly instincts that are very strong, as all the queens do. Just not as strong as other queens like the Queen of Hearts, which is the most prominent of the motherly sort of cards, okay? So anyway, if you're born today, you are not just a Queen of Diamonds, you're also a Three of Clubs, and you have a lot of artistic ability. You have a lot of writing ability. You have a lot of creative expression in your life. And so when you have a Queen of Diamonds that's either born on April 9th or May 7th, their ruling card, their secondary card, is going to be a 3. And Queen of Diamonds is already very 3-like. So when you have a Queen of Diamonds that's a 3 ruler, it's almost too much in the sense that these people can pretty much never settle down. You know, like Hugh Hefner is a classic example, and other people too. There's just too much creativity. There's too much of the indecision, the wanting different things from different situations, and that's basically how the Queen of Diamonds operates. So let's talk a little bit about karma tonight. Most people, when they think about karma, they just heard the expression instant karma, or the song instant karma. Instant karma is going to get you. I mean, I think that was my first exposure to the word karma. And, you know, there's jokes about karma and so forth. And, you know, I wonder how many people actually have an understanding of how karma really operates. Karma is basically the law of cause and effect. The law of karma is the law of cause and effect. And karma is governed by the planet Saturn. It's interesting about Saturn Because we, you know, we tend to think that Saturn is this really bad planet who beats us up, who tortures us, who gives us bad luck, who causes problems in our life. And by the way, the Queen of Diamonds has a lot of Saturn in their life spread. There's no doubt about it that every Queen of Diamonds is born under a very Saturn-like influence in their life. And so they, you know, people who are Saturn can feel like, you know, wow, my life is really kind of tough, you know. Like no matter what I do, things just don't work well for me. So, you know, it's a little bit difficult for Queen of Diamonds in that sense. And there are other cards that are born also in the Saturn line, we might say, the Saturn line. So people who are born in Saturn, there's a lot of cards that have this influence. These people tend to be a little hard on themselves. And their karma is to, when we have had a lifetime when we have been so unmindful of other people in a way that hurt them or caused bad luck to them or harm to them, when we have been so unmindful of other people in this manner, we will accumulate karma where we have to come back and we have to experience what this other person experienced through our what we did to them, our perpetration on them. Now that seems like a punishment, like it seems like, you know, you did bad, now you're going to have bad done to you. But see, karma works, it doesn't really have a good and bad, it just has a law that whatever we do without acknowledging and without knowing how what we're doing affects others, we'll have to come back and experience it, because Saturn means that we're going to have the complete earthly experience. We're going to have the complete experience, not just one side of the experience, but the other side of the experience. What's interesting about Saturn is every planet has a highest sign, you know, like a sign that it is one of the astrological signs that it's exalted in. And Saturn is exalted in its highest sign in the sign of Libra. And Libra is a sign of relationship, of partnership. But more than that, Libra is the sign that governs being aware of other people, being mindful of other people. If you know any Libra people, they tend to be people that are very polite. They tend to be very aware of you, and they want to be there for you. They're really much more open and aware of other people. They really identify with the whole notion of partnership. So whenever they do something, they think about, well, how's my partner going to like this? Now, if you compare that with Aries, which is the opposite, people who are Aries, the Aries tendency is just to be totally self-oriented, to be engrossed with the self, to be self-absorbed, and to not really think about other people. So if you had a lifetime in which you were very, very self-oriented to the extent that you were unmindful of other people and didn't really pay attention to them, you will come back and you will be somebody who other people are unmindful of. And you may even be very insecure in the next lifetime. But see, karma is not all bad. Karma is also good. Like the planet Venus and the planet Jupiter in our natal chart shows us where we have good karma. Those aren't the only indications of good karma, but that is certainly some of them. Even your sun sign is a sign of good karma. Whatever your sun sign is a gift that you were given as a result of what you did before. Because our sun sign has a really positive expression that we put out there. It's a very positive expression, and it has a gift to it. Of course, we have to be responsible about the gift. We have to be careful how we express that gift. I'll just give you a couple of examples. The sign of Aries, even though it's very self-oriented, their gift is the gift of courage and bravery. So Aries people in a past life, they had done something to help other people. They had exhibited great courage in a very fearful situation, and by doing so, they helped somebody else. And so they accumulated some good karma in that lifetime to come back now as an Aries and have this abundance of courage. Now, there's a bad side to every sign too, but that's the good side of being an Aries. And like the Taurus is a sign of love, they have the gift of love. It's the most loving of the signs. It's like Libra. They're both ruled by Venus. But Libra is geared towards relationship, where Taurus is just geared to go up loving in all sorts of ways. Taurus can be loving in relationship, and they can be loving in other ways as well. Cancer's gift is the gift of nurturing. Okay? And it just flows out of us. I'm a Cancer. So we each have a gift. And this, the Sun, the Venus, and Jupiter in your natal astrological chart are indicators of the good karma that you brought with you into this life. And there are other ones, but those are the main three. There are things that happen in the chart. There are combinations of things that will all indicate that, you know, this is your karma. Now, so that brings me to the next subject about karma. There's a couple things about karma. First of all, how long does it last? I mean, what is the extent of karma? What I've found after years of doing readings for people is that there's a lot of karma that we experience in the first half of our life, especially in the first 20 to 25 years. And most of that karma is karma that comes from past lives. I mean, we're too young to have actually done anything to, in most cases, to accumulate negative karma. So the events and experiences that we have in the early part of our life, whether they're good or bad, or a combination of both, are the results of what we had before. And you can see these clearly in a person's astrological chart. I mean, if you knew how to read an astrological chart, you could look at a baby's chart, a person that was just born. You could run in and print out a copy of that chart with the information, the birth information of the child. And you could predict so much about that child before that child even had lived for one day. You could tell things like whether the father and mother would stay together, what kind of a relationship the child would have with the mother and father, who would he favor in the relationship, how his or her childhood is going to be, what his or her fears, strengths, and weaknesses were going to be, where the good karma was, and you would watch this unfold. Even if you didn't say anything to the parents, you could sit back and watch this unfold, and I guarantee you it would happen. Because the karmic map is set at birth. When we're born, there's a map that's set, a pattern. It's embedded right there in that moment in time. And the science of astrology is no more than the ability to look at that pattern and decipher what it means. It's not like the planets make us do anything. It's just that the planets are in synchronicity with what's going on down here. As they say, as above, so below. So, you know, if you know how to read it, there's a lot of ways to read karma. The astrology chart is one of them. Your birth card in the cards is another way of reading astrology. There are people that can read your palms, and they can read your karma in your palms. They can tell you, the really good palmists, the ones that are in India, they can tell you how many children you'll have, how many marriages, what your successes will be in life, what your weaknesses will be. They have people in India who read the soles of your feet. They have people that read your head. There's a science of reading your teeth. Even your teeth can be an indicator, because everything is a microcosm of the macrocosm. If you know how to read it, you could look really at the lines on a person's face and know what their karma was going to be. But it's not that we have all of these sciences available to us right now, but there are people that can do that. All those things that I just mentioned. So karma starts out, when we start out young in life, things seem to happen to us that we just don't seem to have any connection with, like, why did that happen to me? We would think, wow, why am I having this problem? Or in other cases, why am I having such good luck? Some people have great good fortune in their childhood and in their early school years. This is all the play of karma. And it all could have been predicted, most of it, by a person who knows how to read the chart. So in the first 45 years, I find that we have exhausted the majority of our past life karma. At that point in our life, we then start to experience the accumulation of things that we did in this lifetime. So after the age of 45, and this is not an exact year or anything, it's more or less like the first half and the second half of life. If you consider the life to be 90 years long, 45 would be the midpoint. So the first half and the last half of life, and in the second half, the karma that we experience is stuff that we created when we were younger. So we are more and more, as we get older, we are more and more dealing with karma that we know that we were had a hand in, whereas when we were younger, we were dealing with karma that was from our past life, and it seemed to come out of the blue. So it's good to know, like, you could have some really negative karma in your chart. Like, we could look at your chart and say, oh, well, you have this real difficult karmic aspect in your chart. And we could say to you, but after around age 45, this karma is going to subside, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a big problem in your life anymore. For example, I am a Queen of Diamonds, and most Queen of Diamonds are born with an underlying fear of not having enough money. There's a fear of poverty that is there in Queen of Diamonds. It's hidden. It's hidden below the surface. It's not because Queen of Diamonds want to look really good, but underneath there can be a fear of poverty. Now, I went for about 30 years of my life, maybe 35, not even knowing that I had a fear of poverty. It wasn't until I got into my mid-30s that I really realized, hey, you know, I'm really worried about money. This is something that's always been there. I just wasn't aware of it. And so this is how it works. But I was able to, by praying, by reading, by studying, by looking for answers, I was able to look for information, and I was able to overcome the negative karma of my birthday as it relates to finances and money. And that happened around age 40. When it really finally was just over and done with. And I knew it. I could feel it in my bones. So there's an example of a negative karma that you could be born with that only lasts so long. Now, whether it ended because I put in the effort or whether it ended because it just ran out of steam, yeah, who knows? But it happened synchronistically for me. I started to study, search for answers. I found pieces here and there. I began putting it all together. I had a lot of help from God, a lot of help from the universe, a lot of help from, you know, areas where I have no control over. And all of that combined to heal the inner wound that I had, which was a sense of lack that I was born with. That's why I tell people, you know, I teach about prosperity, and I tell people, you know, prosperity, overcoming that problem is probably the easiest problem you'll ever overcome. It really is not the most difficult one. It's really quite easy. Relationship issues, I think, are much more difficult. Interpersonal issues with people in your family, people you work with, people you're married to, I think these are much more difficult because they're much more ingrained in us. And in the area of relationship, it's much easier to blame other people for what's going on in our life. So, you know, I think anybody who applies themselves to financial freedom and financial independence, and I don't mean by making a lot of money necessarily, I mean by overcoming the inner fear, can eradicate that karma from their life. So as we go about life, we're doing things. Now, everybody has got areas where we all have areas where we're blind. We have areas where we don't really see what we're doing. We don't really see that what we're doing is really hurting other people, or we don't really want to pay attention to how it's hurting somebody else. And whenever we do that, we end up making a date for the future when we will be on the opposite side of the equation experiencing somebody who is being whatever, abusive or uncaring or whatever to us, and they are thoughtless. We have to set up, we're setting a date for that. And that date could occur in this lifetime or it could occur in the next. People often, you know, I'm sure everybody wonders, because I wonder, I have wondered in the past, when you see somebody doing really terrible things and you see them getting away with it and you think, oh my goodness, there's no justice here in the world. There's no justice in life. There's, you know, what's going on with all this? How can people do such terrible things and get away with it? But see, the law of karma is a law. It's fixed. It cannot change. And whatever we do, we will have to come back and experience the other side of it. We will. Now, that doesn't relieve you of your duty. That doesn't relieve anybody of their duty, or it doesn't give anybody an excuse to go be vigilante on somebody else either. You know, you think, well, that person is getting away with it. I'm going to make sure they get a payback for what they're doing. You know, if you find yourself in that position, you actually are creating more karma for yourself and you don't really know it. So it's very important that, you know, you watch what you do and be aware of how whatever you're doing is affecting the other person. Now, if we can be completely aware of how what we are doing in relationship to somebody else is affecting other people, we can go ahead and do that thing if we have a good reason for it, that's a loving reason, and we cannot accumulate any negative karma, even though the other person may be hurt by our actions. Now, I hesitate to say that because some people will use that as an excuse to do something nasty to somebody else, and they'll say, well, that was your karma. I'm just, you know, I was aware that we can fool ourselves into thinking that we're really aware of how we're hurting somebody else, but we really may not be aware of how we're hurting somebody else. So it's a very fine line. If you're ever in doubt about it, it's better to not hurt somebody else. You know, love doesn't hurt other people. Sometimes, though, you know, like say you're in a relationship with somebody and you're extremely unhappy, and you know that it's just not the right relationship for you or for them, and you know that the other person is extremely attached to you, but you know in your heart that it's just not the right thing. Letting go of that kind of relationship is not going to necessarily create any negative karma. You know, it's not necessarily going to create it. If you're doing it for a loving reason, like you're loving yourself, and really, you're loving the other person, because, you know, I've seen myself and other people be in relationships that are just no good for either person. And being together, it just seems to hurt them both. It's just not fair to either one of the people. So sometimes it's better just to let that go. I'm not really pro breaking up, even though it may sound that way. I don't really think breaking up is the answer. I think that if two people are together, there must have been something that brought them together. And that something has to be important. It has to be love on some level. So there's always something to explore. Sometimes, though, couples, you know, they've been together for a while and they've accumulated so much hurt. They've hurt each other so many times and they haven't really processed it and gotten back to the love after each hurt. The hurt accumulates into a big pile and then it's just too much. You don't even want to go back, because when you think of the other person, you just think about all the hurt. Why would you want to go back? So in a lot of cases I've seen today, in today's society, a lot of people just get to the point where they just really can't go back. They just haven't processed. And there's not enough desire there anymore. There's not enough desire to work it out with the other person. There's not enough good things to look forward to make it worth going through the struggle of examining what's been going on and cleaning it up. So karma has its most powerful role in the area of relationship, personal relationships. And not only just because relationships are one of the most difficult areas, but because Saturn is connected to the sign of Libra, which is the sign of relationship. So it's very important for us to look at our relationships and bring as much awareness into it so that we're not creating negative karma. I mean, I can't really say that I can't brag about my behavior in past relationships at all. I've hurt many people in my own ignorance and in my own self-engrossed nature. I have a lot of Aries in my chart, even though I'm a Cancer. And I've learned over the years that this was my nature, and I have been hurt equally as much in relationships by my own hand, by the way I was, by the way, and I've suffered a great deal in relationships. So we all do. There's nobody who doesn't. Karma ensures us that if, here's the thing about karma, see, if we can get to a place in our life where we are mindful of how we're affecting other people, we can really stop the bad karma from happening. I mean, you can really get to a place where you really know that nothing bad's going to happen to you because you're living a good life. Not that you're following all the rules, but that you're aware that we're mindful of other people. I'll give you a really good example of this. This is one of my favorite things to share. I have this thing about rules and about, you know, traffic laws and things, and I have this rebellious nature when it comes to these kind of things, in the sense that I question every rule that I'm given, whether it really has a good reason or not, because I don't want to be dominated by rules. I want to pick and choose the rules that really seem to make sense to me. So if I'm at a traffic light late at night, like at midnight, and there's nobody there and it's red for no reason, I will run through the traffic light. And I do this a lot. I will just go right through it. And so I got in the habit of doing that, and I felt really good about it because, you know, I'm not really affecting other people. I'm not, no one who cares, I'm not going to stop for some dumb light. That was my basic attitude. However, then I pull up to a light one night, and another car was on the other side facing me, also stopped at the light, and I got ready to run the light. And then I realized that if I ran that light, the person across the way would see me run the light, and that would affect them in some way. And I just knew instinctively that if I did that while they were watching me, it would create some negative karma. So I stopped, and I didn't do it that time. See, this is an awareness that I came to. Like, it's okay for me to do this, but I do have to be aware of other people. And that's been one of my biggest lessons in life. And that's just one small way that that's played out for me. But I do know more and more as I go through my life that, you know, if I'm not being fair with other people, if I am being fair, if I am always equal-minded, always coming from a good place, always aware as much as possible of how they're feeling and how what I'm doing is going on, that I'm not going to be accumulating any negative karma, or at least not much. And my life has gradually gotten better and better and better as a result of that attitude. So that's basically my spiel, my little speech about the law of karma. And when we look at your birthday, when I'm doing a reading for somebody, as soon as I know their birthday, I know a lot about their little karmic package that they were born with. I already know, for example, we have Nancy online too, who's waiting to talk. I have her birthday. I already know some of her karma. I know some of the things that she's been through just because I know her birthday. That's what's really cool about the science of the cards. The science of the cards, you can make a really quick assessment of a person's some karmic traits that are inherent in every birthday of the year just by knowing the card of the person and by knowing their birthday. So it'll be interesting. I'm going to, when I do take calls tonight, which will be after our break here in a second or two, I'm going to be looking at it, each one, from the standpoint of karma. And I'll be talking in those terms. And now that you've heard what I said about karma, see how this plays out. See how it's brought down in the practical way, okay? And we'll see what things what things develop as we go through the evening. So I'd like to take a short commercial break here. And then afterwards, I'll be right back, and we will start with our call. We have a couple of lines open if you want to call. So please feel free to call in this evening. And I have time to do at least four or five people this evening. So please call if you want to. Look forward to it. We'll be right back.
I have a question for you. Would you invest 2 hours of your time to learn how to predict your future for the rest of your life? I know this sounds impossible, but I guarantee it's true. Just read the first couple of chapters of my book, The Cards of Your Destiny, and you will have the power to know what is coming well before it actually happens. This is the most accurate form of divination ever discovered, and it's easy to learn. Anybody can use it. And I guarantee that you will be delighted or your money back. Just go to 7thunders.com and order the book. Or get our product special that includes both my books and a special report prepared just for you. That is the number 7 and the word thunders.com. Why wait? Find out what the cards of your destiny have to say about your future today.
Hello, this is Robert Lee Camp. Welcome back to the show. So I'm back again. The archives are going to be getting up quicker, I should say, and I have them up on my website quicker. So I pretty much have all the shows, except last week, up on my website. You guys are welcome to go there and listen. I also want to announce that my CD is done now, and I'm taking orders for it. If you're interested in hearing some samples from it, or ordering one, go to my website, 7thunders.com, and it has a link around the first page where you can listen to a couple of the songs, three of the songs, and it has instructions on how you can order one if you'd like to get one. So now we have Nancy on line 2. I know she's been waiting so patiently. I'm looking forward to talking to you, Nancy. Is Nancy there? I'm still waiting for Nancy.
Hello. Robert?
Yes. Oh, there you are.
There I am.
I can barely hear you at all.
Uh-oh.
Don, can you make her louder? Because I can't hear her. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, there we go. Now I can hear you. Can you hear me, Nancy?
Yes, I can.
So, what brings you to our show tonight, Nancy?
I just have had a challenging year so far, and I'm familiar with your books, and I thought, well, maybe he can take a look and tell me more about what's going on for me.
What kind of challenges have they been? What department of your life have they fallen in?
Money.
Financially?
And money and home, yes.
And how do you support yourself?
I'm a manufacturer's rep.
Okay. So you're like a salesperson that goes around for manufacturing?
I have a territory, and I go around to the stores in my territory.
Okay. So why has that not been good? Is there any particular reason?
It's been good. It's just not been enough. Lately?
Is this a new job?
No, I've been doing it for about 4 years.
Oh. So has it ever supplied you with good finances?
Yes.
Oh, so it was good for a while, and now it's not. Is that right?
I think retail is hurting, yes, and it's trickled down to me, yes.
Okay. So, you know, now do you know if you're a Capricorn or an Aquarius? Do you know?
I'm an Aquarian.
You are an Aquarian, okay.
With a Virgo rising and a Taurus moon.
Okay, well, how good for you to have a Taurus moon.
I know, I love my moon.
Yeah, I have Venus and Taurus. I'm so happy about that. So anyway, you know that you're a Six of Diamonds and an Ace of Diamonds.
Yes.
Okay. And, you know, in my experience, Six of Diamonds do well in business. Overall, they do really well in business. It sounds to me like, you know, for whatever reason, you might be at a point where you might have outgrown this business that you've been in on some level. Have you ever thought about that? That perhaps the business that you're in is not really for you anymore?
Yeah, or maybe it needs to change to a different octave, yes.
Yeah, I mean, whenever I find that somebody is doing a work and it's not being successful, it's usually one of a couple things. Either it's not really what they're meant to do, okay? Maybe they were meant to do it before, but it's not what they're meant to do now. That's one possibility, right? The other possibility is that they just have a sense of poverty consciousness inside them they haven't addressed yet. You follow me?
Yes.
That's one possibility, too. I don't know if you have that, but it wouldn't surprise me because you're a double diamond, okay?
I do have it. I'll tell you right now, I have it.
Okay, then you need to work on that. If that's the answer, see, that's the answer you're looking for.
Okay.
Now, see, it took me a long time to realize I had that problem. But once I really got clear that I had it, it was only a few years it took me to really overcome it. But I had to really make it my priority in life. Do you understand? It's not going to happen. It's not going to change by some casual effort. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Now, I mean, when I look at your cards this year, Nancy, you're in a really good position for your career. I mean, I am telling you that you could make more money than you ever made this year if you didn't have this poverty thing going on.
So and get out of my own way.
Yeah, this brings up another thing, you know, is that people don't realize that the cards cannot make you successful. People think sometimes when they call me that, you know, the cards are going to make everything better. Like if they have good cards or good astrology, that's going to make everything better. But it doesn't work that way. You know, we have to be able to receive the good fortune that's coming in or nothing will happen. Okay?
Right.
And you have great good fortune around you right now. I see it everywhere. So I think if you just put a little effort into overcoming your sense of poverty, that you will have dramatic results. You could start now, and I think within a few months you would see results. It could happen even faster, within weeks.
Okay.
You follow me?
Yes.
But you have to look at it. The first step in changing ourselves and having something different is we have to realize, hey, I've got an issue here. I've got a problem. And it's my problem. I'm the only one that can do something about it. And I need to do something about it. See, it has to start there. That's the only place that it can start. You get it?
Yep. You have to own it.
Yeah, you have to say it's mine. And now, because it's mine, I can change it. See? It's not like, remember when you said something about, just a minute ago, you said the retail thing is down?
Mm-hmm.
You know what that is? That's victim talk. Did you know that?
Yes.
That's victim talk from the fact that you have poverty. That's how people in poverty consciousness talk. They're victims of life, you see? I was traveling around the U.S. doing workshops. I had just come out with my book, and I was out promoting it. And everywhere I went, all the store owners said, Robert, we can schedule this talk, but no one's going to show up because we're having a recession. Nobody's coming to the talks. I said, okay, don't worry about it. If they don't come, it's all right. Let's just set it up and see what happens. So we set up a talk, and I had droves of people show up. Everywhere I went, there were droves of people showed up, and they were like flabbergasted. They were like, we can't understand how this happened. And I said, we're not the victims of the society, of what's going on in the world. I don't care. Every time there's a big recession, somebody's making a ton of money. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Nancy. So you have the cards for this. This is the year for you to overcome this. It's in your cards, and you need to do it. So start right away. And I would suggest you read books. I have a book on it called The Big Money Book. You can order on my website. There's a book by, it's called The Trick to Money is Having Some by Stuart Wilde. It's a really good book. But I would, if I were you, I'd be reading everything I can get my hands on.
Okay.
I'd be practicing everything I can to get this, be done with it. All right?
And unstick it. Okay.
All right, Nancy. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you so much.
Have a nice evening.
You too.
All right. Bye. So I think we have Aisha on line 3 from Dallas, Texas. Is she still with us? Hello?
Yes.
Is this Aisha?
Yes, this is Aisha.
How are you, Aisha?
I'm good. How are you?
You're the same card as the lady who just called.
What was that?
You're the same card as the woman who just called.
Are you kidding? Really? I heard a little bit of it. I didn't hear too much, but I did. I heard a little bit of it.
Well, she's a six of diamonds, just like you.
A big karma card. I am a fan of your book, so I do know it's a big karma card.
And her question was about money.
Yeah, I guess mine is a little different. Not really. It's just about my my career and just going in the right direction.
So what are you doing in your career these days?
Not what I want to do right now. I would like to just really get into event planning and working with people. And I really like, you know, art and fashion and just like the creation of things. I'm very artistic, so.
Yeah.
To get into that, and I just want to make sure that I'm going, you know, the right way. Just, you know, because I know I work well with people, so.
You're a very social person. Your birthday is very social. You know, you need people interaction in your work, and you're good with groups of people.
Yes.
You see? So, and right now, this is when you're really supposed to really focus on that right now, even though it's a little hard right now.
Yes.
Because you're in the Saturn period right now.
Yes, I am.
And you have your own Ten of Hearts card in your Saturn position.
Yes.
So you are your worst enemy right now.
See? Really?
Yeah.
So,
you know, now is the time for you to step into that Ten of Hearts and to live that more fully.
Okay,
which means, you know, go for the art, go for the people thing, go for the thing that you really love.
Yeah.
You know, you have to say that, you have to be really clear that's what you want, and then go for it.
Yeah.
It has to come from you. You know, if you look at your cards, you have a Eight of Diamonds result card. That means a lot of money could come in.
Yes, it does. I saw that for this year. It's looking, I mean, not for this, was that for this year? Or
yeah,
was
it's
that?
For this year.
Yeah,
it's the result card of the year. So this is what you could end up with by following your heart and by following your dreams.
I want to move into an area where I was born, Atlanta, to actually cultivate what I'm trying to do. I know a lot of people there. I have friends that know a lot of people there, and I think I can really, like, you know, skyrocket what I want to do.
Yeah. Well, I can tell that you are itching to go somewhere.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because that Five of Clubs long range, I remember when I had that card, I wanted to just jump on a motorcycle and take off.
I am. I mean, I like where I am. I'm really grateful for where I am, you know, but I am. I'm really, like, just anxious to really go after something I'm passionate about. For a long time, I've been doing things that's just, like, making ends meet, and not really, but I just don't want to do that anymore. I really want to go after, you know, what I'm passionate about, and I feel like
you know, you're young.
Yeah.
You probably don't have any dependents, or do you?
No, I don't, thank God.
You have no dependents, right?
No, sir.
Which means you have no excuses.
You know
what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I do.
You can't say, oh, I can't do it because I have kids and I got to support them.
I know, I can't.
Okay, so you have a nine of spades displacement in your ruling card spread. You see, because you're born, let's see, you're 26 and you're a six of diamonds, ten of hearts.
Yeah.
And that means that you have to let go first of what you've got going.
Yeah.
You understand?
I do.
If you don't let go of what you got going, how are you going to have anything else show up?
Absolutely.
So that's all you really have to think about right now. If you would just be, you know, real mindful of that, then, you know, your year's almost over, and really, I mean, it's not that much longer, and you'll be ready for the next year, which will be one where you start things over again.
Yeah.
See, sometimes the letting go takes a whole year or something.
Yeah, I understand that, definitely.
Yeah, so that sometimes, you know, like I'm kind of impatient, so I would have a hard time waiting a whole year to get started, you know,
yeah,
on something new. But sometimes that's just how long things take.
Yeah.
And I've learned that, thankfully, over the years. how to be more patient when I'm in line with the cycle of life. So I think if you just forget about, like, the worry you might have around the financial aspect,
yeah,
and just decide to go for what you love, I believe that you will have all the money you ever wanted, too.
Definitely.
Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be nice. I'm definitely looking forward to that.
Yeah, so, but, you know, you're not going to know that unless you take the risk.
That's true.
And it's not a huge risk for you because, like I said, you don't have anybody counting on you but yourself.
Yeah.
See?
Absolutely.
So, and I see a love coming into your life.
I am in love.
Oh, you are?
I am.
Well, don't be surprised if somebody else shows up.
Really?
Yeah. Because you got a Two of Hearts coming up after June 21st.
You're kidding.
I'm not. You have the book. Haven't you been looking at the book?
I have, but I guess I wasn't paying attention to the love aspect. I've been trying to kind of stay focused on, you know,
yeah,
the career aspect. But I,
yeah, that's cool. Well, you know, that it may not be a love affair or whatever, but it could be. And, you know, in Uranus, things happen like a surprise, you know.
Right.
Like, just when you thought you were all settled down with somebody else shows up.
That's true.
That's kind of how Uranus behaves.
Yeah.
So, if it happens, it'll be a surprise for you.
A surprise. Wow. Not looking forward to that.
You'll be talking to your boyfriend, go, surprise, I'm not with you anymore.
No, I mean, I guess he's not really my boyfriend. We've been in touch for years, and he lives in Atlanta, I live in Dallas, so we...
Well, maybe that's him, you know.
Yeah.
You know his birth card?
I had to get down there and be... Yeah,
what's
I do.
What's his birthday?
His birthday is July 5th, 1981.
July 5th?
Yeah, July 5th.
So he's a Ten of Diamonds.
Yes, he is a Ten of Diamonds, yes.
Oh, yeah, you guys got like a perfect little connection there. I can see why you would like him.
I know, we've always had I dated him years ago, and we've always kept in touch, and it's like...
You guys are both Ten of Hearts ruling cards.
Yes, we are. I thought that would be a problem, but I guess not. I mean, it's never...
No, that's not considered that's considered a good aspect.
Really?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, and plus you're moon to him. It's a perfect relationship aspect.
Wow.
Now, he's probably a lot more selfish than you are.
I do see that.
So be prepared for, you know, him to be, like, stuck in his own little world a lot.
No, I do see that sometimes. I do.
You might have to smack him around every once in a while, you know. Snap out of it, all right? There's more people in the world than you. Okay, well, thank you for calling, Aisha.
Really really appreciate this, Robert. Thank you.
Now, you probably don't know that your name is one of the Hindu goddesses.
I know that it is. It's also an Arabic name as well, so I do know that.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a chant that we used to do, Aisha Sharanam Sharanam Aisha.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, it's a Sanskrit mantra chant, yeah.
Well, I'd love to read more about that, too. I'm going to have to look that up.
Yeah, it's kind of connected to yoga, you know, so if you get into yoga, you'll be exposed to it at some point.
That is what I need right now, some yoga.
It'll calm you down a little bit.
Definitely.
Well, thank you for calling, Aisha. I appreciate talking to you.
Much.
And good luck.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. It looks like we have someone named Ricky on line. Well, I don't actually know. Don't know what line she is on, or he. Is
Hello?
Ricky there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Ricky.
How are you?
You are a she, I see.
Yes. That's just my nickname.
And I think you're the same birthday as Christy Brinkley.
Oh, I think I read that in your book.
Yeah. You're a ten of spades and a five of spades.
Yes.
So how's life treating you these days?
Well, I'm not very satisfied with my career, job.
You're very unsatisfied with it?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I'm an executive assistant.
Uh-huh.
And that's actually not what I really would like to do. But I have a problem. I haven't figured out yet what I really want to do. So I don't
you only know what
is
you don't want to do.
Is that the five of spades, maybe, that I'm kind of...
Well, no. Actually, I have a good friend who's your birthday, and he is like, he does so many things, and he does them all so well. You know, he's so good at everything he does.
Yeah,
and he's great, but he does change, you know. He'll do one thing, and he'll do it really well for like a couple of years, and he'll go overboard with it, and then he'll do something entirely different. You know, ten of spades tend to be all or nothing kind of people, you know.
Uh-huh.
They give it all they got, usually.
So
if you're not doing what you love to do, then you have to be willing to let that go and find what you love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So do you see any changes this year
Well, yeah, I do, but it won't happen unless if you don't let it happen.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna have to let go a few things before this is gonna happen, okay?
Uh-huh.
You gotta be willing to empty your cup. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
You get the meaning of that?
Not exactly, no.
Well, have you ever heard that expression, only an empty cup can be filled?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what that means?
I can imagine.
Well, it means that God can't give you something if you're already preoccupied with something else.
Mm-hmm.
God can't, mm-hmm. He can't give you what you're asking for if you are all caught up doing the thing that you don't really like to do.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
See, because you got a lot of nines right now. You got nines between now and July.
Uh-huh.
And even in July you have nines. And nines mean you got to let go. But in July, starting around July 8th, you have an ace of spades, and that means you're going to have a new beginning, a whole new job, okay?
Uh-huh.
But between now and then, you got to make some room for it.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm just redo my resume right now, so.
You know, people actually get sick by doing jobs they don't like. You can get physically ill from it.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard this?
Yeah, I had a job before and I got sick. Well, I got stomach problems.
Yeah, and sometimes the reason the person is sick is because they really don't like what they're doing. Or they're doing that job for the wrong reason. They're not doing it because they like it. They're doing it for the money or for whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
So
it's important that you're doing work that you love. That's very important. So, but you're the only one. You're the only one that can make room for it. I see it. It certainly could happen, but it's only going to happen with your permission.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And with your support. If you don't take your steps, they say that God helps those that help themselves.
Yeah, that's true.
So if you're not willing to take a step forward, how's he going to take a step forward to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So what you have to do is just like the last caller, you got to let go.
Yeah.
Are you ready for that?
Yeah.
You're going to worry, but don't worry. Try not to worry too much, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You have money. There's money around you. You should not really be worried about it, okay?
Yeah.
There's going to be enough money
mm-hmm.
for all your needs. Do you have kids?
No, I don't have any kids. Oh. I'm not in a relationship either. I have a question regarding, like, what you see in, like, my love life. Because I have a King of Hearts,
yeah.
a long-range card, right?
Right.
Does
that
mean anything? Like,
I don't know. Do you have any time for dates?
Not right now. No, I work too much.
Okay, then how are you going to have a date then? It's not going to happen. You see, you have to cooperate with the cards that you have. You can't just say, are the cards going to make me quit working a lot? It's not going to happen. You've got to quit working a lot. A lot of spades have this problem, you know. It's very common for spades. They don't have time for relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go, why don't I have a relationship? Or do you see a relationship coming? Well, I don't know. Are you going to stop working? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
See, you're looking for answers in the cards, but the answers are, a lot of these answers are right inside of you. It's all about what are you going to do. There's some very simple practical things you could do to have all these things that you say that you want.
Mm-hmm.
Like stop working so much. You know, start looking around. Is there somebody who's interested in you right now? There probably is. Probably somebody's already interested in you, but you just ignored it.
But do you see somewhere that I'm going to
I'm not going to say anything about it. You've got to stop. You've got to make room for it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say that you're going to have I'm not going to tell you anything about the future because it's not going to happen anyway if you keep doing what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you this. If you really want love in your life, you can certainly have it.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to have to do something a little differently because you're not doing the thing that it takes. You're avoiding relationship right now. That's what you're doing. You're avoiding it. You're running away into your work. That's what I think. You're hiding out on the job.
mm-hmm.
Because, I don't know, maybe you got hurt before or something.
Oh, yeah. I'm still thinking about my ex.
There you go. See, you're asking, is there going to be a new love in my life? And you're still thinking about your ex. I can introduce you to, like, the perfect man. You go, well, I got my ex. I'm still thinking about my ex.
Damn.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you're still thinking about your ex, you're not even ready for a relationship yet. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to get that. You got to clean off your plate. Your cup's all full of stuff. You got no room for anything good or new to come in. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So you gotta clean out. That's what you gotta do. You do it, you'll be okay. All right.
Okay. I have to. Yeah. Okay.
All right, Ricky.
I have to.
And
have
you're
to
from
my
Long
cup.
Beach, huh?
Yes.
Oh, good.
I am.
Well, nice to meet you. I'm also on the West Coast.
Mhm.
So thanks for calling and being part of the show tonight.
Thank you so much.
Take care. You're very welcome.
My cards.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Okay. Bye bye. And now we have a male, Brett, on line 4, I believe, if he's here. Is this Brett?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Brett Withers. Who's this?
Robert Camp.
Oh, hi, Mr. Camp. How are you?
I'm all right. How's it going?
Well, actually, so far, so good. Things have it's been an interesting year. I had a stroke earlier in the year because I didn't take enough blood pressure medicine.
Oh, wow.
And,
are you a type A kind of person?
Yeah, pretty much. But I just wasn't medicated, and now I'm medicated. But I had kind of an awakening, if you will, coming back. It took a few months, and now, you know, I'm under a influence of a five of spades.
Yeah.
And it seems like some new things are starting to manifest, and I'm just wondering what the, you know, I'm coming up on a birthday.
Have you taken any trips here? Are you planning any before your birthday?
Not really, no. So I'm thinking maybe, you know, it's more work related, and it seems like my old work is dying away.
Are you single? Are you in a relationship?
No, I'm in a relationship, and it's a good one.
Okay.
I've been married, I don't know, 8-9 years, and you know, we've got a beautiful child, and you know, things have been actually really good between us. So I'm
oh, that's
don't
great.
Anticipate any changes.
I'm very glad to hear that.
Thank you.
So what is this with your health thing?
It just you know, sat one Friday night. I felt kind of odd and went to sleep and woke up the next day and disoriented. It seems I had a mini stroke because I wasn't taking blood pressure medicine.
Uh-huh.
And not much was damaged. I mean, maybe an eraser head, you know, part of the brain. About the size of an eraser head, but surprisingly, a little bit of damage. It took probably 3-4 months before I could operate a computer again and
the brain's a very delicate
for a living.
Thing.
So it was an eye opening, a wake up call, I guess. So I have to pay a little more attention to my.
So yeah, the body will rebel eventually if we don't pay attention to it.
Yeah, and it does so so as to get your attention. So I.
I mean, we think that, you know, and you're 4 o'clock, so you live a lot by your thinking.
Oh yeah.
You see, you live. You have a life that's full of practical knowledge. Right.
Yes.
And you live by these kind of rules and practical routines and so forth. The trouble with being a four of clubs is sometimes you can't see the forest for the trees. You see? You get a little mired in your day-to-day thing, and you lose perspective on your life. That happens to four of clubs a lot. Not just four of clubs, actually, all the fours, to one extent or the other.
Well, I got a taste this year of making some money online, and I liked it. And it came at a time when I needed it, because I wasn't able to do anything else. And so, you know, I'm trying to kind of expand that a little bit, but I'm kind of wondering, you know, what the next year, you know, has in store for me.
Well, you're in Neptune right now, so you really shouldn't make any decisions about anything right now, okay? It is a good time to, like, look at things and say, well, this is a good idea, this is a good idea. You know, get some ideas. That's great. But don't make decisions until after your birthday.
Okay.
Okay? And I would wait at least 2 weeks after your birthday before you actually make any significant decisions about your work. But when I look at the next year, there's going to be money. Your health looks to be better.
Sure.
It kind of looks like you're going to do something that it's more creative, I hope. Like,
well, I've written a book, and
okay.
I'm editing it now, and I'm hoping to, you know, take it to the marketplace sometime this next year.
So the question I have for you, Brett, is: do you, in your world, is there room for the concept that a person can just do something they just really enjoy and love, and make a good living at it?
Well, you know, I've ordered your Big Money book online, and, you know, I think I may suffer from the same kind of a degree of lack in my life, at least at this time. And so I've kind of, you know, the universe has been real economical and it's cleared my plate for me, something that I wasn't perhaps ready to do, but and it's forced me to look at alternatives
yeah,
that I
hadn't
considered before. So yeah, I am ready to do something I love.
You're in this beautiful age, 52 year, and I've talked about this a lot on even on the show. You know, it's the year that we decide to live or die, and whether a lot of people have a near death experience at age 52. A lot of people.
Imagine my surprise.
Yeah, and it's because they aren't living. They're not living a real life. It's a fake life. It's a life based on somebody else's idea of life, and not their own. And see, I'm just about the same age as you. I'm already 53. I was 52 last year. But by our age, you know, if we haven't done things that we really love, we've lost touch with that. You know what I mean? Like right now, you're exploring some things. I hope you can find something that you just really love for the doing of it. Not for the goal, not for the money, not for the end result, but for the actual doing of it. This is what you need, because if you don't, you're going to get sicker. Okay?
Right.
If you don't do something you love, if what you do causes you any kind of stress, your health's going to get worse. From now on, you don't get any leeway with that. You either do something you love or you die. Do you understand?
Got it.
I mean, that's probably what you're looking at. I mean, because if we ignore ourselves long enough, the body says, hey, you think you're so powerful, you big brain you, but watch this.
Yeah.
The mind says, I'm just going to take you right out of here. I mean, the body does. The body says, you know, you're not the most powerful thing. The body is the most powerful thing. Without the body, we can't have any of these great ideas. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
So, you know, this year could be really good for you. Everything could be there for you, but you're going to have to find what you love and go for that. And I suggest you guys take a little vacation between now and your birthday. Somewhere that you really enjoy, because you have a really nice card for a pleasant vacation right now. And it could bring you inspiration about your life. Sometimes when we're away from our normal life, we get, like, inspiration. So just judging by what I see here, that would be a recommendation that I would give to you.
Okay.
You're in Neptune. Why not? See, Neptune is like a movie. You ever get inspired by watching a movie?
Sure.
You get moved by it, you know?
Right.
Well, when we're in Neptune, it's like we're in a movie. And, you know, we can get really inspired during that 52-day period by things that we see and come out of the movie, and we know it was a movie, but now we're inspired, and we're inspired to do something different in our life. So that's like the highest use of the Neptune energy. So what I'm suggesting to you is to use this Neptune period for something like that.
Okay.
For yourself. And,
all right.
You know, if you can do a trip, fine. If you can't, don't worry about it. But it's indicated there, and I'm telling you, if you do it, you'll have a lot of fun. I can see it in the card.
We've got to move to a new house up here in Burnsville, and you know, I'm not putting in too long of hours in terms of work, so it's kind of a working vacation, if you will, or you know, I'm spending more time with my son and
uh-huh.
Like that.
That's
so
great. Well, just you know, you just have to be mindful if what you're doing is makes you feel good, or if what you're doing is stressing you out. You don't have any more leeway in that department anymore. See? You have to always be mindful of that now, because your body has said now you're on notice. You know.
Right.
I had a good friend who was in the textile business for years, and you know, he was very money driven, and just a wonderful guy. And then he had like a quintuple bypass one year. And, you know, he really, his doctor said you cannot, he had to sell his business. He had to just give it up. He had to get rid of it right away because he couldn't live and have that business anymore, you know. So he did. He let it go, and he's gone on to be very happy in his life. He's still alive, still healthy. He had a quintuple bypass. But he got the word, you know, he got the message. So the cards show you, like, you have a seven of spades environment this year. So, you know, it means that, you know, you could be doing your dream this year. That's a card of, like, doing your mission in life, your perfect job.
Well, I got back my ability to be creative in a literary sense. In other words, for a long time, I had my stroke in October. For a long time, you know, I couldn't do much but punctuate, you know, the work I'd done already. But now I'm becoming more creative, and so I'm able to add to it because I've taken a screenplay and I'm converting it to a book. And
I bet you're really good at that stuff. I just have a feeling you are. You know?
Yeah.
I think
I'm good, but we'll have to see what other people think. That's kind of the path I'm on right now, and
yeah,
and I'm exploring astrology, and I've had your card book for gosh, going on 10 years now, and I'm really impressed with the results. I mean, I don't always intuit them correctly.
It takes a few years before you can really get good at it, you know.
Well, I appreciate that the cards never lie, and they're never inaccurate. I mean, they always work.
I know, isn't that amazing? Like, looking back, you go, I'll be darned, there it is.
Well, I figure it's a program, and that's just one tool to, you know, to navigate through it. But
I
figure there's a few flaws in the program meant to do just that, but I've appreciated them, and I appreciate you as an author and an innovator, and you can't argue with success. It works.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. Thanks a lot, Brad. Thank you for saying that. I'm glad that my work has helped you in some way.
Definitely.
And you know, I hope you take this to heart, you know, and let yourself live a little more. Really starting right now, decide that your life is going to be more joyous.
Thank you very much for your time.
What did you say?
I said thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, you're welcome, Brad. Take care. Thanks for calling in, man.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Good night.
Okay, well, this concludes our show tonight. People, thank you so much for being with me this evening, all of you who are still on, and thanks for the people that called in with things on their mind. As we end this show, I'd like to play one of the songs off my CD. There's a song called Sita Ram. If we can play the Sita Ram, this is a rock and roll, bhakti yoga, get up and dance chant. Hope you enjoy it. And I will see you next Monday, same time, 7:30 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, 10:30 Eastern, for the Mr. Destiny radio show. And remember that you have your destiny in your own hands. You make your own decisions. And it all happens when you decide it's going to happen. Good night and good luck.